I'm interested in a kind of constituency that thinks something along these lines, that thinks, I can't believe in any of this stuff. I can't believe in the doctrines. I don't think these doctrines are right, but, very important but, I love Christmas carols. I really like the art of Mantegna. I really like looking at old churches. I really like turning the pages of the Old Testament. Whatever it may be, you know the kind of thing I'm talking about. People who are attracted to the ritualistic side, the moralistic, communal side of religion, but can't bear the doctrine. Now, until now, these people have faced rather an unpleasant choice. It's almost as though either you accept the doctrine, and then you can have all the nice stuff, or you reject the doctrine, and you're living in a sort of spiritual wasteland under the guidance of CNN and Walmart. So that's a sort of tough choice. I don't think we have to make that choice. I think there is an alternative. I think there are ways, and I'm being both very respectful and completely impious, of stealing from religions. If you don't believe in a religion, there's nothing wrong with picking and mixing, with taking out the best sides of religion. And for me, Atheism 2.0 is about, in both, as I say, a respectful and an impious way, going through religions and saying, what here could we use? The secular world is full of holes. We have secularized badly, I would argue. And a thorough study of religion can give us all sorts of insights into areas of life that are not going too well.